As you like to open every event in Western New York, go Bills. Thank you. I can't say that everywhere, so I'm going to say that while I'm back home. So thank you for joining us here today. And it has been an extraordinary honor to be part of literally the innovation revolution in our state, and the epicenter of which is the Empire AI Initiative, which we're unveiling the first phase here right at the University of Buffalo operations in downtown Buffalo, while we work on building the footprint out at the UB Amherst campus to house what'll be the nation's most powerful supercomputer in the hands of academics and not the private sector. So it's a very exciting day, and I want to make sure everybody knows that this is an extraordinary achievement done in rapid time, and happy to be back here to talk about it. Any questions?
We're going to start with on-topic questions first. Nate, please.
Governor, can you kind of give a breakdown of what that investment was again? I believe you said $275 million.
Right, $400 million total. $275 million from the state. We have academic partners who've actually paid to contribute into the system. $25 million. NYU, Columbia, Cornell, RPI, Flatiron Institute. And the Simons Foundation funded $25 million so CUNY, the city public school system, could participate, and SUNY's part of it. So that is the breadth of the academic institutions that can now take advantage of the extraordinary research and capabilities that are enhanced by being able to use this computer remotely. I mean, this does not require everyone to be here. This is the home, but it's the power is expanding all over the state.
What's the timeline of this getting up and running, and obviously academics being able to utilize the system?
The RFP already went out for the construction of the facility. My timeline is right now we're 18 months ahead of schedule because of the generosity of the Simons Foundation to give us this inaugural computer housed here at this University of Buffalo facility. This jump-started the whole project by 18 months, so that's extraordinary. We didn't foresee that at the beginning, and that is an important message. So I think if we're probably a year and a half or so, 2 years, okay. I'm gonna keep pushing. I want this done, but this is amazing that we're here today, starting that research right now.
Chris, not just for academics, but will New York State's government tap into the potential of these computers and the way they do things?
Not right now.
Sure.
So Empire AI is really about advancing science and advancing progress. So right now it's going to be the consortium members and the researchers who are going to do the research that the governor was talking about. That's going to basically push humanity forward.
I will also say that that has possibility. We want to just get this, the foundation, make it available to academia, but I certainly would be interested in academic foundation or institutions that can help us innovate some more efficiency and other solutions in state government. So I'm going to go for an all-the-above approach.
Any other on-topic questions? Let me know about just the progress in the permanent facility at the UB North Campus.
The RFPs were just opened up on Friday. Anything else on the progress of the RFPs? Tom?
We've gotten our first group of RFPs back. We'll be looking at them over the course of the next week to determine where we're at. But we're, you know, for the main computer center, we're way ahead of schedule. And of course, we now have the, through the gift, the ability to start doing our research on a much smaller plant. But we're going to be learning so that by the time the computer room is built, we will understand how to run the software, because it's very different for the way an academic science works than the way corporate science works. And so that's this gift gets us a year and a half of new research, but of great learning, so that when we get to the larger plant, we will be much, much further ahead.
And my understanding is they're also going to be building the capacity for expansion. Not just, you know, say this is the original footprint, it'll stay that way, but we're also anticipating expansion opportunities, and so we're going to build three times out the space we would need. So that's exciting as well.